As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Three of Down to Dunk. You can find us on The Athletic and anywhere else you subscribe to your podcasts. Go to theathletic.com/down to dunk and get The Athletic for $3.99 a month. I am Luke, joined this morning by Andrew.
But I gotta say, I'm just fired up to be here today. It's pretty cool.
Slam through.
Taylor.
Oh, guys. It finally happened. Well, I can't take my dog to the pond anymore because the ducks keep attacking him. You know, that's what I get for buying a purebred dog.
You saw that one just slowly get into my brain. Yeah.
Slam through.
No songs.
Hold on. Never there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't give. Dude, you know what's funny? I also always think of Shrek when that song comes on.
It's a Shrek song, dude.
It is a Shrek song.
And Jay.
It's Jay.
Wow. So the Thunder are on their way, trying to reach the Thunder record of 14 consecutive losses. They won't get there because they're going to win tonight.
What?
They're against the Wizards.
They're going to get there. Are they?
Home. Yep, they will. So they've lost, certainly lose.
They've lost 12 in a row. They play Washington at home tonight. Yep. Then they play
win.
Philly and Boston back-to-back Monday and Tuesday.
Back-to-back wins.
Back-to-back wins. And then on Thursday of next week, they play the Pelicans. So to get to 14 losses in a row, which is the franchise record, they will break it on Tuesday in Boston if they do.
Well, they won't.
Okay.
Why do you feel this way?
He is reverse jinxing it, but when you define it.
Oh, there you go.
He tried to do this on Wednesday night, too, or Wednesday for the pod, too, and it worked. It worked, so keep it going.
Yeah, I can't wait to get another Thunder win tonight,
There's
boys.
Been a few chances. They've had a few chances.
Watch every minute of it.
What's wild, if you're paying attention to the standings the way that you should be as a Thunder fan, is like, Detroit, like OKC, there's been two different games this week where they played on the same night in Detroit. Detroit played Dallas, I think, on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was tied at halftime. And if Detroit would have won that and Oklahoma City would have lost, and they did, they would have been almost like a half a game behind of catching Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Of the four seed?
Yeah. Houston is clearly the worst team in the NBA, and they will be. That's not going to improve. They have the hardest strength of schedule left.
Yeah.
But then you have Minnesota, who's actually playing better.
The Cavs.
The good thing for the Wolves is they're so bad that they could maybe win out and still be in the second or third worst.
Yeah, they still only won 16 games.
Yeah. And then you have the Magic and the Pistons are kind of right around the same area. And then you have the Thunder. And the Thunder have amassed quite the losing streak, which has made it to where they've caught up. they're a half a game or two games back, or half a game or a game back from both the Magic and the
two full games back of Orlando, and then 2.5 of Detroit.
Okay.
Who is Orlando is trying to win, and they are 1-9 in their last 10.
I mean, kind of trying to win, not really.
I mean, they're rolling
out. To win more than we are trying to win, right?
In the same sense, they're rolling out a lineup that is clearly not created to win.
Winnable.
Cole Anthony, Wendell Carter. I mean, who else did I watch? Michael Carter Williams is playing substantial minutes for them.
Bamba just got destroyed by Steve-O last night.
Dude, everyone let go of Mo Bamba, please. I can't see another Mo Bamba trade thing. Let it go. We have Mo Bamba. His name's Moses Brown. Moses of Brown Bamba.
That actually is kind of a fun debate.
What?
Who's better?
And me being the renowned Moses Brown hater.
You have to fight for Mo Bamba. This is so depressing.
I'm not
100%. Bamba can shoot. Bamba can shoot. So... There's the art. That's it.
That's the end. That's it. Okay.
Isn't that right, though?
I guess, but like, what is that? What? So he sucks.
I don't know, man. Get him out of that Orlando trash. Get him to some.
This is what, year three? Year three?
Yeah, he hadn't played that much, man.
He hasn't even played that much. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Year three in Orlando.
I don't give up on
Can't back up Vucevic.
I don't know. I don't know what to think about the Magic. They're a franchise that basically seems to get the worst out of everybody they draft.
It's so true.
It's true.
It's so true.
And then you got Vucevic, who's
35% from three.
On how many attempts? One a game?
On two a game.
Blah. I just feel like that's kind of normal now for so many people in the league.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm not done.
Oh, man, you got any Mo Bamba thoughts?
He's only 22.
He's got a cool song.
He does have a cool song.
I can't say any of the words, of course.
I'm not saying like they should trade for Mo Bamba, but like if Mo Bamba became a free agent like Hashim Tabeet was, and you could just bring him onto the team for nothing, you just say yes, right?
For nothing?
Yeah, I'm just saying bring him on like Hashim.
Yeah.
Develop him.
Why not? Sure. Who cares at this point?
Hashim was horrible and got kind of good when he was in OKC. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong. He was I really liked
maybe relative. I enjoyed him, but it was
Jay used to argue for him to start and play 40 minutes a game.
It was always kind of like a novelty.
Nobody
was like, oh, wow. Hashim's on the floor, man. Here's when the Thunder are really going to lock it in.
Jay Hater of all guys, 7 foot and taller, right here.
You're not wrong. My favorite player of all time was Shaq, though, so it's kind of confusing. But
well, he was
clearly
7'2".
Clearly better than.
Yeah. Than Moses Brown. I don't know. It's a debate to be made.
That's a fun argument.
Now that's a fun debate.
I don't want to spoil anything because I know Philadelphia is the Saturday slamming jam.
Yep.
But I haven't seen a big man that feels as Shaq-like
as
Embiid does.
Yes. He's awesome. And awesome. He is. I love it when he gets all pissy and he's just... He was that way the other night against Phoenix, and then he just went off.
Dude, did you see him guarding Drew Holiday when Drew Holiday kept trying to get by him? It was probably a straight 10-second sequence of Drew Holiday putting all his moves on Joel Embiid last night, and Joel Embiid didn't leave. Like, he could not get by Embiid.
I just think, oh, man, I'm going to say something I'm probably going to regret.
Oh. You shouldn't, then.
I think Joel Embiid has the potential to go down as one of the greatest big men of all time.
He has the potential, sure.
Just because he has the ability to do literally everything on the floor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has what the greatest centers of all time didn't have. Just the ability to stretch the floor the way he does, to lead the offense from the perimeter sometimes if he wants to. And I get it. Like, he's not even going to win probably MVP this year because Jokic has been so above and beyond incredible. But I think
if he didn't get injured and wasn't out, then he would probably win.
Yeah, because they're the best team in the East.
Yeah.
And he's just been a wrecking ball.
Yeah. If he can hold on to the 30 points per game, he is he is one of two players that have averaged 40 points or 30 points in the last 40 years as at the center position.
As a center? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I think health is his biggest question mark, even going forward. Like, I would have taken off qualifiers to say that I think he could go down as one of the top five big men of all time if he stays healthy.
Well, okay, then you talk about Jokic. Has any center ever averaged the line that he does, though? Jokic, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right. The thing with Jokic is Jokic just feels so different than Embiid.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Embiid different. Is like your kind of, it feels more traditional big man, which is, I catch myself drifting to that like Shaq-like thought about big men, which I know is completely unfair and just makes Shaq sound so dumb. But it's one of those things when you watch Embiid play where he wins with just, he can do everything, but he can sometimes, when he wants to, use his just absolute strength. Which Jokic can too. Which Jokic is like the slow, old man YMCA, like back you down with his butt for 30 seconds and then shoot a jump shot in, like or shoot a hook shot in. But Embiid, there was even a play like if you watch the Thunder play the Sixers, where, and we knew Moses Brown physically just can't. I mean, nobody can, but specifically Moses Brown, as far as how thin his frame
specifically,
is.
Specifically, I hate Moses Brown. Yeah. Continue.
How thin his frame is. There was a play where Embiid finally was like, because he kept trying, they were triple teaming Embiid every time he got the ball.
Yeah.
And finally he got it and he had it kind of around the elbow and just bullied to the rim and threw it down with like, no, you're not guarding that. Yeah. Nobody's guarding that.
Embiid's gotten a lot better at passing out of the double and triple teams.
Yeah, for sure.
Man, I don't know. I just am super... I watched part of that game where he almost won it at the buzzer with it almost tied it. Was that Phoenix?
Yeah, that was Phoenix.
He almost tied it with a full court heave. He's just incredible.
You know what, though? He does act like Shaq, but does anyone else put those like Hakeem moves on in the post as much as Embiid does too?
No, that's why I'm... Because Hakeem was a little more slender. Hakeem may have been...
Was he? When they won, they may have been the same...
Maybe. But he was so... Embiid just has the ability... He's not as good as Hakeem Olajuwon. Like, I think people, if you took Wilt and Bill Russell and kind of put them on the side, I think there are people that would have a really good argument to say that Olajuwon was the best center of all time. Now, I think that he was far more finesse. And Olajuwon wasn't as tall. Like, Olajuwon was like 6'9", 6'10".
Yeah.
But he was way more finesse.
Yeah.
And Embiid has the ability to do some of the finesse, but can also just win with brute force. He's just
brute fart.
Brute fart. So he's kind of a combo of a lot of those guys. That's why he's incredible. And I know he wants not going to win the MVP, like I said. He might, but it's just been unreal watching him develop.
Yeah, he'll have to have a really big 3 weeks.
How did the Sixers...
You know what he needed to do, Andrew? He needed to make that full court.
If he
court
made
heave.
That?
Yeah. That would be like the narrative.
It's a step forward. Yeah.
That is Russ hitting the three in that Denver game.
How did the Sixers get Embiid and Ben Simmons?
Well, they put the best product they could on the floor. And they tried really hard to play winning basketball for years.
League?
And the league just saw it and they rewarded them. They just put him on the team because they thought, what a great. They compete. They understand the spirit of basketball.
Right.
That's what you do. You understand the spirit of basketball and get to one.
I don't understand like a team that has such clearly been developed with a losing mentality. I don't know how they're being successful because they've been trained in their early years to lose.
Yeah, defying all odds.
I don't know how they change the way they function.
Impossible. It's impossible to do it. If you lose now, you'll lose later.
Forever.
You know, this was probably the year for us to, maybe we can next week, Southern Fried Hot Takes.
Yeah.
This would have been a good year. We're just
I know.
Repeating. Well, have you noticed we don't get as many tweets about this stuff anymore like we did at the start of the season?
It's gotten awfully quiet.
Yeah.
There's
we have muted a lot of people, though, too.
It's impossible to refute what's happening right now. But yeah, the Thunder stink, and hopefully they can get a pick higher than five. But even if it's just five, it would be tremendous.
Oh, that's stinky.
Where
why?
For him.
Why?
It's for me.
For him.
If you're on Tankathon right now, like if you spent any time on it, like the Thunder are putting themselves in a really, really good position to be where they want to be.
I did it the other day and hit the first, like, you know, tabulator or whatever. Thunder from one.
What'd you call
it?
Tabulator.
Tabulator. Tabulated it.
Tabulatron.
Let us know what your tablatures tell you.
Dude, Andrew, work up some tabs on that.
I'm going to write some tabs.
Write some tabs.
So right now they would have picks 5, 17, 32, 35, 55. Would be the picks that they would have.
We got to pump up those numbers.
Yeah,
I really like the 32, 35 is really, that's prime.
The Warriors can't, I was really hoping, but they've got a large, large hill to climb to get to that spot where we would get their first round pick.
They do. They have to jump 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams, 7 teams.
Yeah. Not going to happen.
Yeah.
Like 7 teams, and of those, they're 7 or 8 games behind.
Yeah, it's three games. Yeah. It's not impossible, but it's improbable.
Yeah. True.
Anything else on this team? You guys ready? You guys excited for the return of Russell Westbrook tonight?
10% chance for the number one overall pick.
To the peak?
I will watch it. I'm excited to see Russ come back. I can't wait for the standing ovation.
We've only got 35 questions about the renaming of the
arena. Yeah, that's true.
Well, let's get to it then. Let's get to it. Let's start here.
John's back to it. Bigger in victory.
What?
John's back to it. Bigger in victory.
Wow. Guys, did you watch the game last night? Huh? Yeah. Bobby Portis. Did you watch the Bucks game?
Yeah, I was about to say, can you clarify? It was on.
Yeah, that one. Bobby Portis was really good last night. Very, very good. And he's been really good for the Bucks all season. He's definitely one of those players that is contributing to a championship caliber team. I'm serious, Jay.
I understand. I just don't have any clue where you're
going. Oh, don't worry. We'll get there. So, for the season, I just want to talk about Bobby Portis for a minute.
Take your
52%
time.
From the field, 46% from 3, mm-hmm. and he's a 7.6 net rating for the Bucks, which is easily his best in his whole career.
Oh yeah.
And he's taking over 2 threes per game. Now, that's all great.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing I can think about when I see Bobby Portis on my TV is that time he broke Nikola Mirotic's face in 2017 when they were on the Bulls. Now, do you all remember this story?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go over it again for the fans just a little bit because it's great. So in 2017, between he and Nikola Mirotic, this is from ESPN. They were talking trash in practice, and Mirotic charged Portis twice. Without Portis doing anything, Portis lands one punch in Mirotic's face, breaks his face, and gives him a concussion, okay? So then this goes on for a good month that there's reporting on this and people are talking about it. They're not talking to each other. Mirotic is, he looks awful from one punch. They go, Mirotic goes to the front office and says, you're going to choose between Bobby Portis and me. As if they are two players that a team has to choose one. And so the Bulls do nothing, of course. Mirotic, it fades into irrelevance for the rest of his career.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I just will always remember that story because it was so weird. And now I want to ask you guys, have you ever gotten a fight? And if you haven't, why will you not fight? Now, I need you to be honest. Let's start with...
I can go first. I've never been in a fight.
Okay, why will you not fight?
Like a real fight.
Yeah.
Because I'm certain I would lose.
Yeah.
There's no way I win this fight.
Now, have you ever wished that you wanted to get in a fight with someone because you were so mad at them or you hated them so much?
Not really.
You've never had any enemies?
I mean, I guess I've had enemies, but not that I want to fight.
Hmm.
Because I think I lose the fight.
Yeah. So. What other ways will you combat them?
You'll never know. I hope you never know.
Oh, okay, Jay, I know you've gotten a fight.
I haven't, actually.
I've seen you get in a fight.
I mean, not real ones.
Fist fight. Of. Are you talking fist fight only?
I'm talking fight, but we can talk sport. We can go into sports.
Yeah, that's the only time I've ever... So number one is I'm pretty... I'm a, I mean, I'm kind of a nonviolent guy for the most part, like, which is weird because I also have a little bit of a temper, which is kind of a weird combo. But I never got in a fight in school. I always had kind of the benefit of being big. And so for the most part, nobody would mess with me. You know, like I was a pretty nice guy and then I was big. And so for the most part, I just got away with not ever having to defend myself or anything like that. But I would have moments in football or and or basketball where I would get a little bit heated.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're playing with this. There's one time where a guy literally punched Jamie.
Oh, really?
And took him to the ground. And I like almost literally ripped his head off his body. But
well, no, I remember one time.
I don't want to go to jail. Like,
yeah. That one season, though, you did get in a shoving match with someone, but that guy was being a real dickus.
That happens. Yeah. And that's it's to the competitive side of it, which is also funny because it's like ultimately you're like playing for what, a shirt?
Yeah, a lighthouse.
A shirt that after one wash, like you can barely fit over your head. Like,
and the refs are just like
mailing it in.
Yeah. Awful.
But I will kill somebody to win that game.
You would fight someone though. If someone like, okay, I'm going to go there. If someone slapped Natalie's butt in public,
oh, absolutely.
You'd without fight
question,
them.
Yeah.
Yeah. You turn around and punch them in the face.
I would at least let them know like, hey.
Hey, Bobby Portis coming for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And break his jaw.
It's hard, man. Like there's, this is the thing about it for now. Like there's like repercussions for this.
You don't right.
You don't just knock people out for and just walk away anymore.
You might. It depends. It depends on the person. If they're a cheese boy and they call the cops because they got punched in the face, get out of here, you cheese boy.
Jay takes out a white glove and sucks him. I challenge you to a duel.
Duel.
Oh, boy.
Have you ever gotten a duel?
Yeah. No, I haven't. Not one.
Yeah. I've gotten a duel. Yeah.
Speaking of Hamilton.
I shot a guy.
Well, yeah, you're here, so.
Wow.
Okay, Andrew?
I've never been in a fight, no. But I the closest I ever got was on the basketball court in the fifth grade. Vincent Green pushed me as I was going up for a layup because I was
dirty,
just destroying him in a game of 21.
Mm.
And I threw the basketball at his face and he cried.
Yeah. That's a fight.
That's as close. That's as close as we ever got to a real fight. I just whipped it at him and it was over.
Cool.
That's awesome.
We used to get in sibling fights.
Oh yeah, count? I beat the mess out of my brother.
It doesn't count though.
No, yeah. It doesn't count. One time my brother threw a rock at my face. A big one. Blood just streaming down my face. That's why you see this kind of scar.
Yeah. Here. Yeah.
That's what that's from.
Oh really?
That's just also he just used to throw objects at my face like a lot when he was younger.
Wow.
Yeah.
John's back toy bigger in victory. John's back toy bigger in victory.
Podcast drama this week, y'all. With Luke's deep dive.
Whoa.
Okay, the Lakers podcast that got catfished. You guys follow this with Vivian?
So I followed it to the point to the other day when we were talking about it, but I have not followed up since.
This, you guys went on a way deep dive.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I need to know.
I was completely lost.
It would be like on our podcast if Alex was not a real person. Basically, this girl went missing and her podcast co-host was like, hey, Laker Nation. Our podcast host was missing. Let's try to find her because she's gone. And then the next day we're like, hey, we found her. She's safe. And then they were like, wait a second. And they kind of got into it. And it turns out that she can't really prove that she's a person and not a catfish and a fake person that someone's made up.
Mm-hmm.
So they've gone back and they've changed her audio and like adjusted the levels to where it just sounds like it's a guy talking that's adjusted his own levels to sound like a girl. And then all of the pictures that they've ever done are just like they've gone back and they found the pictures that they're photoshopped of.
Right. They found the originals.
Yes. And then at the end of it, she was like, no, I'm real. You'll see. And posted a video.
I'll show you all. I'm a real girl.
Posted a video.
Oh my!
Of a woman holding up a piece of paper that has printed out the word Vivian, but Vivian is spelled wrong.
It's not the way that she's been spelling her own name
with an A at the end. Yeah. A-N, and it's spelled E-N at the end. And someone's like, you didn't even spell the name right. And then they got off Twitter. And it's just been, it's the
So what's happened
thing.
Since then?
Well, the other thing is that this guy came out and was like, hey,
congrats.
Like 10 years ago, this same Twitter account catfished me. And I was like, so she's been doing this for like 10 years. And he was like, but maybe
10 years?
Yes. She's on Twitter catfishing.
Wow. And got on a Lakers podcast as a host.
She had like 17,000 followers.
It's probably more likely that McKelly would be fake, right?
Yeah, that's true, McKelly.
Except for we've met him.
Also, he does Zoom video. This girl.
Yeah, how come
they wouldn't do video?
They never did. They just did phone calls. Never, and through whatever app they used to do this, would never be on video, and never did like in person stuff.
Okay,
ever.
So do we know for sure it's not that Toussaint, whatever his name is?
I don't think it is
Alex Toussaint.
I don't think it is
from
him.
Peloton.
What?
He's a Peloton instructor. He's incredible. Be very shocking. Whenever y'all said that, I was like, "Who Toussaint? That's not."
No, this the host of the Lakers podcast. His last name is Toussaint,
and he's doing his he's catfishing.
Well,
himself.
That's what people said at first, and now he's saying, "No, I'm getting catfished."
Yeah, I don't think it's him.
It doesn't make sense. Yeah,
I don't it from what I've heard. I don't think it's him, but it's so wild. I have no idea. Now he just saw this, and like Lakers Twitter was going crazy, like. Over Vivian.
Yeah.
On it's also my brother's dog's name.
Wow.
Nice.
Do you think
there's a chance that your brother is Vivian?
Oh my God.
Chad.
Cracked it wide.
Chad.
Open.
This is wild. Be careful out there. People catfish.
Oh, you can get CF'd in no time.
this is actually the only reason that we do video for the podcast.
Just to make sure no one sees us.
Yeah, just for proof. That's all. No other reason.
Is that a thing people say?
CF? Oh, dude, people get CF'd all the time.
Please stop saying that.
If you're not careful, it can happen to you.
Oh, that's true. Come up behind, sneak up behind you. CF.
All right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Before we do that, let's go to the stream. We have our guy, traveling teacher from Ethiopia. We have Watcha Check from Poland. We have WKim14 from Sydney. We have Bailey in Adelaide, Australia. We have Sportsman saying, yo, 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 yo. We have...
Yo!
Gooner in...
Dooner?
In London. We have Vaughn in Stillwater, Sportsman. He's from Wisconsin. WRose27 in Lexington, Kentucky. George Goodwin in Claremore. What up, Claremore? Miguel Devel in the Philippines. Oh, let's see. We have Tyler Field in Edmond, the Fluky in Germany. We have Jay Troll in Pryor. Okay. We've got some big Mobamba fans up in the chat as well. We have believers, Tayshawn. Real believers.
Why?
We have Christian in South London. We have Noah in Stillwater. Thank you all.
South
so much.
London. South.
Crimson and Henrietta. I wonder if Crimson is eating at the Pig Out Palace in Henrietta.
Probably. It's it's not called Pig Out Palace anymore.
What's it called?
Last time I saw it was called Chair Breakers.
Excuse me?
And it had a cartoon of a big fat man breaking his chair.
That's horrible. That is completely wretched. All right. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
If you're as obsessed with basketball as I am, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Hey guys, this is JJ Redick. Twice a week, I'm cooking up something special for basketball junkies on my podcast, The Old Man and the Three. I bring on guests in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, like Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, or Paolo Banchero on his shooting workouts with Kevin Durant, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron when they were teammates in Miami. But it's not just about the player interviews. Every Monday, I break down the top three things happening around the NBA without the outlandish takes. Often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler, we dive deep into topics like rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is meme mugging now a tech? The Old Man and the Three is the only companion podcast you'll need during the playoffs this year. Be sure to listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back from that quick break.
And we're back!
Yeah, Twitter questions?
Yeah.
Huh?
Twitter questions.
Twitter questions. Yeah. Oh, did you press a button?
You're too busy yelling.
Oh, sorry. All right. Our first Twitter question comes from @grooms_Jeb. Who wants to know, what are you guys going to do after this? We do have the entire day,
in front of us. I didn't know if it was like after this podcast.
That's what I thought. Man.
Like today or when the season of this podcast Twilight.
Well, who knows when that'll be, because this is now year one.
I do have these like moments nine. Where I'm listening to it and I'm like, will I be in like my 60s coming over to Andrew's house, drinking coffee and talking about Thunder basketball?
It'll be even better. We'll actually meet at McDonald's and get our senior coffees.
Yeah. Dude, gosh. That's cool.
Yeah.
Although I hate McDonald's coffee. I don't hate it.
You won't hate it then, though.
You won't.
I just have never been able to have it where it's not so hot that you can't drink it.
But listen, Jay, you will love the price as a senior.
You're not wrong.
True. You will love the price, and just as you get older, your taste for things just gets duller.
That's true.
That's true. Yeah, I can barely taste anything.
Well, that's...
Andrew's easily the most grandpa here.
Without question.
Luke is the most childlike here.
Thank you. Okay. I will take that as a compliment.
So what are you guys doing after this, man?
I'm going to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. So, well, should we describe what work is?
No.
No, okay. it's a thing you do to make money.
Keep them guessing. Yeah. That's how you keep the catfish game
but
going.
Why do we make money, you know?
Let's think about this.
You got to pay for stuff, man.
Oh, the next one's just for you, Andrew or Luke.
No, I don't want to do it.
Yeah, okay.
He didn't. Hey, guys, let's go to the next Twitter question, which is not the next Twitter question. It comes from @RhettBarb. Who wants to know, who would you most like to see as the Thunder representative at the draft lottery, and why is it Poku?
There's no one else that should be on TV.
It's true.
Moses?
No.
Jay.
So my question is will it be just Presti?
Jay, at what point is it legitimate bullying on your part?
It's not there yet.
I think we need to send Poku.
Shay makes sense.
Poku in a tuxedo.
Can you imagine if the lottery balls go OKC's way, how Poku will act, though? That's what we need. We need Poku reactions.
I actually don't know how he'll react.
Maybe that's what... Look, chicken wing.
He'll start flapping his wings.
Gosh.
There's no telling what he will do.
What happened to him the other
night? I don't know. I didn't ask either.
He's 1 of 3, and Markle's like, get him off the floor.
He sounded like it was diarrhea.
Yeah.
It did.
Yeah, it could have been
a non-COVID medical issue.
That was immediate.
Yeah,
that's that my friend, maybe diarrhea.
I actually did a locker room yesterday, and somebody asked me a question, and then they asked me another question, and it was, did Poku have diarrhea?
Yeah, he did.
I can neither confirm nor deny the fact.
Well, we need to know. It's extremely important.
Do some investigation. Like, thank you.
Like, if I sprint out of the room, and I'm just like, I gotta go. And you're like, what's going on? And I'm just like, non-COVID medical emergency. It's like, that's diarrhea.
Yeah.
Yeah. If that's how it went down, yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
I should have known that when I brought this up that this is where it would end.
Of course.
That's just, all right. Let's. What was that song? When you're diarrhea,
it's not a song. It's just a rhyme scheme that Dad's made up to make diarrhea jokes.
It's more of a ditty.
It's more.
Oh,
a
what is the ditty? Well, there's
well, you can unlimited. Make up whatever you want. Yeah. When you're sliding into first and you're feeling something burst.
Diarrhea.
When you're sliding into home and your pants are full of foam.
Diarrhea.
Foam.
When you're climbing up a tree and your poop comes out like pee.
That's exactly what it is.
When you're riding in a Chevy and you're feeling something heavy.
How do y'all know all these?
Yeah, you've never heard any of these?
How could I you, have, of all I people, not know this?
I will be doing my research. That might be the new intro. It's just every week I have a different one.
Yeah.
Foam.
Where have you been?
God. Sliding into home. Pants are full of foam. That's a stretch.
Yeah, man. These are like, I mean, I've known these. I've been hearing these for like,
I know,
30 years.
Classics.
Yeah.
They are classics. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like never hearing Mambo Number 5 or something.
Yeah.
One, what's that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Remember when we had a listener that we would sing that to every single time we asked a question?
No. No.
Oh, no.
All right, let's go to our next Twitter question. It comes from @IamKevBot, who wants to know, of all the restricted free agents this summer, if OKC were to throw the bag at one, who would you want and why?
I guess Lonzo would be the one.
Are you trying to throw the bag at Lonzo?
I don't know who. I mean, who else would you? Who else would it be?
Who else would I throw a bag at?
Lauri Markkanen. I'm just out on that.
Not throwing the bag at Lauri Markkanen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gosh, I don't know. I guess Lonzo, but is that who? So say we draft a guard, mm-hmm. a big guard, or a wing.
Yeah.
Do you want to play Shea, Dort, Lonzo, and this this guy?
No, no. I mean, like, Lonzo is probably the best option. Then
John Collins? Else?
Yeah, John Collins, Talen Horton Tucker.
Hey, I do really like him.
THT?
THT, I really like him. And he could be a guy that could play the, I don't know.
Yeah, Malik Monk.
3-4? No.
There's just really nobody.
Jared Allen?
No. Just take Moses's
bag. He doesn't get a bag.
Okay.
Yeah, who a bag is just, none of these guys are bag boys.
Hamidou Diallo?
Bring him back.
That'd be funny.
Yeah, I don't know.
No bag boys.
Josh Hart? Yeah.
Yeah, there's not really anybody. Yeah. I do like those guys, but...
Yeah.
Like, Josh Hart, he just makes sense on a team that's... He already feels like he's kind of a... Like a journeyman vet.
Yeah. He'll be... He should be on a good team.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. But Lonzo would be, like, the only guy that I would consider out of the group.
Kendrick Nunn? No. Ooh, Duncan Robinson. I'd throw some money at him, but he's not leaving Miami.
Dude, he hasn't been that good this
year. And
he's
like 28.
No.
29.
Is that real?
30 even.
He might be 40.
No, I think he's like 26 or 27.
He,
we don't have a room for a lot of.
He's 27.
Guys.
You're right.
Yeah.
He hasn't been that good as good this year either, Jamon. He might have been a one and done.
His career's over, Jay.
Luke, what do you got over there?
Dante DiVincenzo.
Yeah, out. He's not been bad though.
Frank Ntilikina.
I would bring Frank over, not with a bag. What's less than a bag?
I don't know.
Sack.
I don't know.
Yeah,
one of the mid-level or something exceptions.
Sandwich, a Ziploc.
Ziploc. Oh,
okay. I need a clarification on what Tupperware. We're talking about.
Tupperware.
Yeah. Also, the bag I'm thinking of is like the bag that the Monopoly guy carries.
Yeah.
I think that's the
bag. What about Zach Collins?
No.
No.
Not a bag
sure
boy.
He actually plays.
No, he doesn't. Yeah, Duncan Robinson, 40% from three on 8 attempts per game this season.
Man, 13, what a drop off.
13 points per game. But 84% from the line? Would you even want him on your team?
No. We already got shooters.
Yeah. Anyways, Lonzo's my only guy.
Hey, guys, let's move on to our next Twitter question. It comes from @GiovanniRob, who wants to know, would you rather see a Poku Evan Mobley pick and roll, or what is inside Poku's fanny pack?
The first one.
The first one.
Mainly because it'd be a lot of fun. Well, both of them would be a lot of fun, but for very different reasons.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in his fanny pack anymore.
Not. I'm the exact same way.
Can I tell you what?
I think it'll be very normal stuff in there.
Who I'm like oddly hyped about recently in the top five? Jalen Green.
Yeah, he's pretty sick. He's gonna get
what's wrong?
He's gonna get buckets.
Yeah, I think I don't know.
He could be the number five pick, right?
It looks like Kuminga is really solidifying. The
just depends on who lands there.
Yeah.
Us.
Yeah, we land there.
Would OKC take either of them? I mean, if it was Kuminga or Jalen Green, they're taking them at five.
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
Oh gosh.
Hey guys, Jalen let's Green. Move on to our next Twitter.
I could
question.
Really see Sam really liking Kuminga though, because of the athleticism.
He's 6'8". I think he's one of the youngest players in this draft.
He's also got kind of an NBA body already.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, for how young he is, he's pretty jacked.
Yeah, he is jacked.
The boy is yoked.
It's between he and Josh Giddey are the two youngest guys in this draft. So
I also like Scotty Barnes. I'm just saying that. I'll leave that there.
Scotty Barnes.
Yeah.
Not for top five. You wouldn't pick him over Kuminga, but Scotty Barnes is like, have you ever seen him play?
I watched a highlight package.
He's just kind of got a wild.
He does lots of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Our next Twitter question comes from at the Nick Orman, who says, hypothetically, we pick 3 and 6 in the draft. What are your expectations and predictions for next season?
If they pick 3 and 6, I predict that they won't be very good.
They won't be very good, but it'll be far more in the direction that you're wanting them to look.
Yeah, it'll feel like year one here in OKC, where it's like, okay, they won't be that bad. They won't be that bad. But I think that there will be points in the season where, like, can the Thunder make the play-in tournament? And then they probably won't.
Yeah, but if they get the 3 and 6, I don't think it's another season like this where they're trying to be bad. They would be trying to be good at that point, right?
I think they'll just be playing the guys they have.
God, I hope so. I texted you guys. I don't know how the 76ers did this for as many years as they did. This is so depressing and demoral. Like, I've never been a fan of a sport and felt this way.
You just have to see what they want extraordinary success. If you draft, let's say they draft Jalen Suggs at 3 and they draft Jalen Johnson at 6.
Yeah.
Do you think that you're on your way to extraordinary success? Like, I'm not convinced that you are. I'm not convinced that that's it. So you may need another year of this to get to where you want to go.
Because you got to think, like, when we drafted, like, not even us, when the Supersonics drafted KD, and it wasn't like the next year it was like,
yeah, and they had
they're like,
no, they had KD, then they got Russ.
Yeah,
well, they had KD and Jeff Green. They drafted them both in the top 5.
Yeah,
and they were like, we're not done.
Yeah, and so you got
to
think,
they didn't try to not be done.
Did just, they? Are you sure?
Yeah, I mean, I vaguely remember some of that. It just felt like they were just not going to be good, because depending on two rookies to carry your team is just going to land you in. Now the difference is Shea. Shea is the difference maker. Shea was dragging this team into mediocrity.
See, that is the difference, is the 76ers did not have a player the level of Shea.
They did, but he was, I mean, Embiid didn't play for like Ben Simmons missed his whole rookie year.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Embiid missed the first 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2 years.
First 2 years.
So that's the thing. If those guys were healthy, and some of that, it's hard because Ben Simmons probably could have at some point played his rookie year, but at that point they were like, why?
Yeah.
And Embiid, you know, you don't mess with foot issues or back issues with big guys, so take your time with them and keep looking.
Well, what if they have the same front court next year and they draft Jalen Suggs and like Jalen Johnson, like I said?
It comes to it's going to, at that point, Sam has a decision to make. Probably what he does is he just rides it out with the team he kind of currently has and then says, we'll be bad because having a front court that is so bad at the rim. And, mm-hmm. I mean, I guess Moses is okay you know, protecting the rim. But
he's not good on defense.
No, he's just too laterally slow, all those different things. Yeah. And so for me, is I'm like, you would still, you'd be mediocre. Like, you would be in the 10 to 13 range.
You'd be in like the 6 to 10 range is what I think.
Yeah. And it depends. It depends how much next season normalizes the league.
Yeah.
Like, trying to get back, like, will there be fans in the stands?
Yes,
like,
will be.
Yeah, and at the, on top of that, is does it start, like, everything of this season has been weird.
Yeah.
Weird. Mm-hmm. COVID protocols and people, obviously, like, the quickness between the bubble into the next season. Like, a lot of people are saying, I think it was the Athletic article that talked about the injuries that are coming out of that, Jamal Murray being one of them, that people mm-hmm. were wondering how related that is to the wear and tear of the last year. So it's, I think the season being more normal next year is going to make it to where a team that does have the flaws that that Thunder team would have mm-hmm. will have a higher likelihood of being bad.
Yeah, and what does Sam, what does OKC think Shai is? I guess is the thing too. Do they think
question.
He's the number one guy? Because I think, you know, depending on who they draft this year and then what they think of Shai determines what they're going to do next year. Mm-hmm. Maybe they think Shai's the number one guy and they're like, let's just draft a couple guys. We have Dort. We have Bazley. We have these guys that maybe we believe in. Let's just go. We can't keep wasting Shai's years like this. We're going to be bad, but at least we're going to be trying to be good.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know either if that's what they think we'll about see. Shai. My guess is no, that they don't think that way, but we'll see. Man.
And the reason I even brought up Sam is if you just kind of ride it for one more year, you know, who knows what you get. But they could also utilize some of the draft capital. They have 3 first-round picks next year. Mm-hmm. They have Phoenix's, the Clippers, the first Clippers one, and the Phoenix one that they got with Chris Paul, and then they have their own. If you started to see, because it is Jalen Green, and Jalen Green is, man, he's – rookie of the year candidate, Shai's playing well, we're in the playoff run, we feel good about where we're headed. Like, you could turn one of those picks mm-hmm. into a front court player that's
going you have to say we're on the track to win a championship.
Exactly.
To
you
do
have
that.
To be able to notice that.
Yeah, that's when you turn it on. That's when you start flipping those picks for real players. Is it okay? We have the foundation of a championship level team. Let's go do it. I don't know if that's the foundation of a championship level team. I don't know.
It all depends on this draft. I think Shai can be a top two guy on your team.
Sure.
And you can be
finding that one guy is really hard. Finding that the number one, this is the player. Like, think about the guys who have been the number one guys on championship level teams. Yeah. It's really difficult to get those guys. And that's why I think it's hopeful that this could be it. Mm-hmm. I hope it is. I hope they get Cade and that this is it. And then it's over. That would be great. Odds are it's not over.
Yeah. I think, but going back to Taylor's point, I think the watchability of the game will be far superior if you've got, if they nail 3 and 6.
If they have like, 2 more young guys along with Shai, like, imagine a starting five of like Shai, not a starting five, but these 5 out there. It's Shai, Dort, 2 guys they draft in the top 10 this year, hopefully.
Poku.
And then Poku. Like, how fun would that be to watch next year?
Yeah, it'd be cool.
It would just be changing.
They will lose a lot, but it would be far more enjoyable to watch.
Yeah.
Sure.
Hey guys, let's move on to our next Twitter question. It concerns the renaming of the Chesapeake Arena. At Colin McGoodtime wants to know if Love sponsors it. Can he start calling it the Love Shack? There are several of these. If the arena, then at Throw Me a Hammer wants to know if they get sponsored by Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Would we and the listeners be down to crunch? And then what is from at Josh_Morrison, what is the absolute worst case scenario for a new arena name? He's not from Oklahoma City, so he wants us to hit him with some awful named local businesses or products.
Well, yes, I would love to. I'd be down to crunch. I'd be love to go in the crunch.
Why would Cinnamon Toast Crunch? Listen, so unrealistic.
You never know.
Yeah, what do you know about
They're not Oklahoma. They're not here.
Who cares?
Does it have to be someone that's by here? Like,
not necessarily. Yeah,
absolutely. Hertz headquarters here. Hertz Arena. Beautiful. Done.
I mean, it's going to be the Paycom Palace or something
like
that.
Yeah, it's going to be I think it's going to be Paycom. I think it's going to be horrible.
You know what's located? You know what's located here that would be my dream? Taco Buena. Yeah,
I know.
No. No, it's Taco Mayo.
It is Taco Mayo.
Taco Mayo.
Why would you want that?
Because it'd be hilarious.
Ooh, the Mayo Mausoleum? What am I thinking of?
Mausoleum?
Mausoleum, yeah. Because the Thunder just killing everybody.
I gotta say, I don't gotta work. Mausoleum. People get killed in mausoleums.
Well, yeah, what is a mausoleum?
I think a mausoleum has dead people.
Yeah, like, houses dead people.
Houses
in
dead.
It,
like, it has like.
I was gonna say, I don't think you get killed in it though. Yeah,
but then they kill teams and then they just put them in the walls, boys. I think it's where dead people are in the walls.
I think it is. Yeah, because there's that one in California.
Oh yeah, famous mausoleum. Yeah. We've all been there.
Guys, I'll see you later. I'm going to work.
Okay.
Bye, old man. Yeah, I think it's Paycom, and I think that's a difficult one to net to come up with a nickname for.
Quick Trip did a little hint tweet the other day.
Did they?
That'd yeah, be fun. They, I mean,
the Quick Trip.
It's funny though. It's like we're the only ones that think that much about it. Like, there's like three American Airlines arenas. Like. It doesn't have to have a cool, catchy name. I would ideally like it to have that.
Of course you want a cool, catchy name.
Love Shack is great. The Paycom Palace is not cool, but it's fine.
Paycom Palace.
I always go back to alliteration. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's got to be.
Brahms Makes Everything Better Arena.
Oh, yeah. The Brahms. No. Brahms Bowl.
The Brahms Bowl.
Ooh.
The ice cream bowl.
Whoa. That kind of works. The Brahms Barina alliteration.
Oh. Yeah. That's how alliteration works.
That is.
Just
add the letter going for.
All right. Yeah. Let's roll through some. The three of us will do a few. We've got about 10 more minutes here. This is from at Captain Corbin _. Will there be any more or any upcoming DTD episodes that have the whole group together for one show? We don't have anything planned. When we get to the lottery, when we get to the draft night, like I don't think the way Alex kind of pivoted on the question from Wednesday is Andrew's like, "Hey, you going to come?" And he's like, "I actually am thinking about moving out of country." So that doesn't feel like there's going to be a lot of.
Yeah, I didn't have a lot of hope there.
But we can do some. We can jump on. So around lottery time, we'll probably do something. Hopefully we could do something live, but if we can't, then the five of us, excuse me, the six of us, we'll try to jump on and do something. So
yeah,
wouldn't it be so fun if like somehow Michele was in town and Alex was?
Mm-hmm. It would be, yeah, so much fun.
Be great.
Start the GoFundMe. Next one from I Am Kev Kev Bot. Where could you see Horford going to this summer? I currently have my eyes on Hornets for Carey Jr.
Yeah, I think the Hornets make some sense. I think they're a team that wants to be good.
Yep.
So you target teams like that. The Wizards want to be good. So that's a team I could see.
Yeah.
I still think Boston makes sense. I don't think it'll happen.
No.
But I think that makes a lot of sense.
Who else is in that kind of middling range that could really benefit from him for a 1 year?
Trailblazers.
Okay. Yeah.
Nurkic is a free agent in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Does Al Horford help a middling team get out of the middle?
I think so.
Dude, a middling team just has to believe he could.
Okay.
That's all you need. Will he? I don't know.
We were having this conversation via text this week because Alex was just talking about like this team is just markedly worse today than they were. And I think that it's easy just to say that they were overachieving earlier, and that's probably real. But I think like the peripheral pieces that were a part of it that weren't Shea that were also helping carry this team.
Right.
And one of them is Muscala. Like, Muscala was playing fantastic for this team. Mm-hmm. But also Horford was a part of that. And then obviously Shea, George Hill even at some point. So I think Horford in the right situation, I think he'd be fantastic for the Hornets, actually. Like, that would be
a great
get for them.
Raptors? It'd be awesome, like what? They have the same record? Is Horford giving your team wins.
If you're replacing whatever Plumlee is in,
I think Charlotte, I'd rather have Cody Zeller, though.
No, Zeller, sorry.
Why would you rather have Cody Zeller?
Well, I don't know. He can run.
What's wrong? I mean, what do you mean?
I don't know. I just don't. Does Horford confused. Give them more wins?
Maybe so, yeah. Yeah, you have. Yeah, you have he and LaMelo and Rozier and Gordon Hayward. Like, that's quality. Like, you got quality up and down the lineup.
Yeah. Meh.
Miles Bridges. Miles Bridges!
Every game he has an insane dunk.
So incredible.
Oh, Miles!
Miles!
Okay. All right, here we go. This next question is from Angelope. If you could tell Gabby Deck, to try one new food in America to make him love America, what would it be?
Oh, man, this is such a hard question. Because what is different here that he could not get?
In Argentina.
Yeah.
Or he's in Spain, too, right?
Yeah, he came from Spain.
I don't even know.
I mean, Andrew, most of our food you don't eat in Spain.
Yeah, like steak and stuff. Think of like meat.
I'm talking about like burgers.
Oh.
Take them to the garage.
Take them to the garage.
Get them a burger and fries. It'd be great. I mean, it's good.
It's good.
It's like straight up good.
But what they're saying
the
like...
The garage? Yeah, straight up good.
It is straight up good. What's and straight up great me? Prices.
There's one up on north.
Somewhere
east.
North.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Not far from here. I mean, really...
What directions
you take
from
them
here?
To Mahogany, right? That's very... Yeah. I mean, that's like very Oklahoman.
Yeah, but the issue is you probably get a really good steak.
Yeah, that's the problem. Like, especially in Spain.
So it has to be
in Argentina, big meat countries.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, take him to get a burger and fries, a really good burger and fries.
It has to be, right? Exactly.
Yeah. God, I'm
just scared. If you've never had it before... And you had it for the first time, you'd be like, this is amazing.
I mean, they have McDonald's and stuff.
I know, exactly. Exactly, though. Like, you go from McDonald's, and you say, I want a burger. Like, ah, okay. But if the only burger you ever had was McDonald's, and then you get a burger from the garage, I think you'd be like, wow.
Yeah.
Game changer. Right?
I guess.
I'm
not sold that a burger is the thing that he hasn't had before. The burger comes from Germany. I don't know if that's true. But I'm pretty sure the burger comes from Europe, so they have burgers there.
I don't know, bro.
I don't know what the
feels
food
very
is.
American.
I don't know what the
do
food
some
is.
Investigating and come back to us.
All right, I'll do it in 10 seconds.
Right. Jesse Smith says, Meat Mountain at Arby's.
Ooh.
Now that's, yeah. You want to give him an American experience? That's
Arby's.
The one.
Penny says, good Tex-Mex.
Yeah, that would be one.
Yeah, that's...
What's the best McBari? Tex-Mex in Oklahoma?
What is the best Tex-Mex?
I'm sorry, Ted's. It's not you.
It's not Ted's.
It's not.
Actually, Ted's is kind of the original, though.
I'm back on the Ted's
Are
train.
You?
Yeah, I'm back on. It's delicious. It's wonderful.
That one right here at 150th and Penn.
Yeah, it's back on.
Ted's is fantastic. Mama Roja used to be my go-to.
Mama Roja is really good.
Yeah, Poblano Grill on Memorial and Penn is pretty good. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm a little out.
There's a brand of Tex-Mex here in Oklahoma that's pretty much just the same restaurant.
Rochechek says, we have burgers in Europe.
Yeah.
Dang it. Like good burgers?
It's literally from Germany.
Hamburg.
Yeah, probably better than...
But do they have ham on them?
Yeah, it's from Hamburg.
Yeah, but do they have the sticky finger with peanut butter, bacon, and jalapeno relish?
That's what I'm saying.
That might be.
That's what I'm saying.
I think it's so good. Do they have sweet potato fries in Europe? What about onion rings?
Onion rings could be a game changer.
Onion rings now. Onion rings might be it.
What's so funny about it is like all of the foods I also thought about were like these ones that are actually like supposedly not American.
Yeah,
but
right.
We've made them ours. Like, pizza here in America is not pizza in Italy.
Yeah,
right.
You know, Chinese food here is not Chinese food in China.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know, some sesame chicken. That's really good.
That might be it. Is the most American food might be American Chinese cuisine.
No.
Let us know. Oh, what if we took him to Aishan's?
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. Fried chicken.
Penny,
like that.
Penny just
yeah.
said that in the chat.
Or okay. There's fried actually chicken. One in Luther called Chicken Shack.
Yeah.
That might be.
It's better than Aishan's?
I mean, it's not much different. But I like the really vibe good. Of, I don't know, they're both really good. It's basically the same thing, just on the other side of the city.
We got to take him to Aishan's.
Yeah. Oldest bar in the state.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
All right.
Hey, thank you for sending in Twitter questions. If we didn't get to them, we apologize, but we will try to be better next week. Thanks for listening.
Have a great weekend. Enjoy the Thunder win tonight.
Nope.
In downtown OKC. Sorry, Russ.
At the Sonic Center.
At the Sonic Center.
Oh, see, that sounds like alliteration, but...
It's not.
Well, I guess it is still alliteration. Is alliteration
the sound,
visual,
or the
auditory?
I think it's the sound.
Huh. I think that counts as
somebody's in the feed. Go ahead and let us know. Actually, we're muted.
No, we're not.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Let us know. Have a great Friday.
Peace.
Sonic Stadium.